Welcome to WitWorks Radio. It is Tuesday, October 29th, and this is Abby Pober from the Center for Cooperative Education and Career Development, and today I am joined by two fantastic colleagues and a student who I'm going to let introduce themselves.
Hello, everybody. It's Rhea Kalinowski, also from Co-op and Careers.
And Sarah Dell, also from Co-ops and Careers.
Hello, my name is Wyatt. I am a junior here at Wentworth, studying electrical engineering and minoring in computer science.
All right, so today we have a great show about hackathons, and we're specifically choosing to talk about hackathons because of the upcoming Hack With Us, which is going to be on November... What are the dates on that, Wyatt?
That would be November 9th to 10th, Saturday, Sunday.
Perfect.
Very exciting.
So, Wyatt, tell us a little bit about hackathons and then more specifically Hack With Us.
All right, sounds good. So, as I said, we are the official annual hackathon on Wentworth's campus. So we try to explain hackathons in the best way we can. Over time, I come to find hackathons as a weekend of invention.
Nice.
So let's say you had an idea for the newest app that helps manage stress, or maybe even a robot dog that does your laundry. Just spitballing. So Hack With Us basically provides the playground for working on such innovative projects and challenges you, as a hacker, to bring that idea into reality in under 24 hours. We provide plenty of resources such as team formation, workshops, mentors, hardware, and most importantly, food. We also have prize categories for best hacks and good networking opportunities with different companies in the Boston area. And we do have a lot of sponsors this year, like Validity, Particle, and some other companies that are looking for students to do co-ops.
Great. That's exciting. So again, that is November 9th and 10th.
That's correct.
It's a weekend event. And where will that take place?
So Hack With Us will take place in the new academic building, the CEIS. In the past, we've hosted all of our Hack With Us events in Ira Allen. But because the new space can accommodate more people, and it just happens to provide more resources that hackers need, like whiteboards and furniture, and especially Accelerate, which has the hardware lab per se, we decide that we need to change the venue. It will be commencing, as I said, next 2 weeks on the 9th of November, and check-in will begin at Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
Great. So what should someone bring with them to
the
hackathon?
So it's a great question, and it kind of depends on if you live on campus or not. So the basic essentials, you want to bring your laptop and a charger so that you can, especially if maybe you're doing like, I don't know whether it's illustration with Adobe Illustrator or making your web app, you're definitely going to need to provide plenty of power for your laptop. We do all the heavy lifting by providing kind of like extension cords and surge protectors on every floor in the CEIS building so you're not stranded when you are low on juice.
Nice.
And if you are off campus and you do want to sleep over, you can definitely feel free to bring a sleeping bag, a pillow, and just some basic toiletries. We are going to have a dedicated area for napping. So it should just be kind of like a, you know, dark room. So if you do need shut-eye without like all the noise of like students hacking at 2 a.m., then we definitely provide that relaxation time. And trust me, we have a lot of students who go to Hack With Us from off campus. We have a lot of Northeastern students in general.
Oh, great.
So it's definitely important that we provide such accommodations because students actually do use them.
Great.
Cool. So why do you recommend students go to a hackathon?
It's actually like, it's kind of based on my perspective from like my year and a half of attending hackathons. for example, just to give you a little background, my presence is my first year being an organizer for Hack With Us. But before that, I went to my first hackathon last year at Hack With Us 2018. And that, I will say, honestly, that experience changed my entire life in terms of now where I'm involved in terms of my community. And I've been to over 6 hackathons in the last year.
That's oh, wow. Awesome.
I just came back from Hack UMass, for example, which is UMass Amherst annual hackathon. And I will say there were a lot of people there. And the environment is just so thrilling in terms of making connections with people, going to the workshops, and kind of like even the bus ride was kind of fun. I was a coordinator just because like I just like to network with more organizers, but definitely it was every hackathon I've been to I never regretted. I even flew out to PenApps, which is like one of the longest running student hackathons in the country.
Oh, wow.
And they just had their 10-year anniversary. So that was pretty cool to go there for the first time with it being such a big milestone. So going back to why I recommend attending a hackathon, and the question is, who do I recommend to attend a hackathon and why? And I'm just going to be honest with you, it's everyone. Hackathons have the reputation, and they have such a weird reputation by newcomers of only encouraging coding or programming skills. The average person perceives a hacker as this highly skilled CS student who is always working on making the next Facebook. And I'm just going to be honest, that's really not true. Hackathons are students who use any skills that they have to tinker with an idea. They're solving a problem by looking through different perspectives. Most ideas require more than just a web app. They require skill diversity from artists to business majors. We have seen great projects that have won prizes solely because their team members are diverse in their skill sets. So as I said, Hack With Us welcomes everyone, regardless of their major or even levels of expertise. Even if you are not confident in your skills, our hackathon aims to attract beginners and provide the starter kits they need to have just a really good time. I started as a beginner back in 2018, and I ended up kind of like developing a little bit of an imposter syndrome at first. Like, you all know what imposter syndrome is. It's like you go to an event and there's like a lot of people there, but you just don't feel like you belong. And honestly, like, the hackathon community always welcomes beginners. Don't be afraid. Like, even just grab a team. If that encourages you, go into it. I joined a team of 5 people my first hackathon, and because of that, I now go to hackathons like pretty much every month. So it's just like, you just need to take the next steps and you will become obsessed with it in a good way.
Awesome. That sounds great. Wow. So it'd be good for like anyone, it seems like.
Everyone, not just computer science majors. Great. Like I said, hackathons are starting to like get less of this reputation that's only for coders and it's only for good coders. That's really not true. It's just the resources that we provide are aimed towards beginners.
Great.
Right.
So how do you register for Hack With Us? If someone wants to go, how do they sign up?
All right. That's actually not too hard. Registration is as easy as doing a quick search for Hack With Us on Google. Make sure to look for the Hack With Us 2019 link and click register now on our landing page. On our webpage, make an account. Just a heads up, we'll be honest, the verification email may get marked as spam. We tried to fix that. There was a little bit of problems with that. Just make sure you check your spam folder if you didn't get a verification email. Fill out the quick application. It doesn't take longer than 3 to 5 minutes. We make it as easy as possible. And we'll approve you. The only reason why we do that is that we just want to make sure that you are an actual student enrolled in college or university.
Great. Cool. And if someone doesn't have a team, is that okay?
So that's actually a great question, to be honest, and my answer is not at all. While teams can give you knowledge and an opportunity to connect, you can absolutely work on a solo project. I've done it at Tufts Hackathon a few weeks back called PolyHack. And there are a lot of benefits of being in a solo team. Like, you have more control over your ideas, and you know, like, depending on, like, delivering that minimum viable product, you can take control of getting it done. I will say, teams are just much better because you're kind of expected to work with teams when you go into, like, your field of study, like, when you actually go into the industry. So I would say try to find a team, but if you can't, we're just as happy for you to get hacking, and you're still eligible for prizes.
So if someone's going and they don't have a team, but they don't want to do it by themselves, could they just join a team?
Yes, that is a great question. So most hackers who come in to hack with us usually do not have a team, but also don't really have an idea. And we prepare for this by having team forming sessions after opening ceremony. So the idea is that, like, we have icebreakers. So the first thing is eliminate the awkwardness of imposter syndrome. Get that out of the way. And once that happens, we have people just write down ideas, find people with similar interests, and boom, you already have a team.
Nice.
And you're already on your way to creating that awesome hackathon project.
Great. Do you have to have a new project, or can you bring a project you're currently working on to a hackathon?
The thing with projects is that we definitely allow you to do kind of like any type of work at Hack With Us. We're not going to kick you out of the building if you are working on a previous project or maybe even just doing homework. We want to make it a comfortable environment for everyone. Mm-hmm. The only problem is if you want to be eligible for any prizes, you want to start from scratch, unfortunately.
Okay, that
so
makes
sense.
So
just keep that in mind when you are trying to figure out what project you want to do.
And that's and that's because there's a limited time and they want all the products to be completed during that time, or?
Yes. The way that prizes work is that we want to be fair for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone is a good team with great ambitions, is just starting a project now and does a really decently good job at polishing it by the end of the hacking period versus a team that has this really good framework laid out that they've made specific to that project, and then just make the finishing touches during the hacking period, we don't allow that.
That makes sense.
It's kind of like there's a fine line between what you can do and what you can't do before a hacking period. Making the idea, for example, is something we totally allow.
Great.
Allow people to form teams beforehand and think of their idea, and maybe even do research on like the basic core technologies that they need to learn. We don't allow you to write the source code for that app you're making, and then just adding one line of code at like a 1 p.m. and saying, oh, I'm done. You have to use common sense. Really.
Right. That makes sense. Cool. Well, this sounds really exciting.
Thank you.
Do you have to be a Wentworth student to attend Hack With Us?
All right. That's actually there's a lot of great questions here today. Nope, you do not just have to be a Wentworth. You do have to be a college student that is not a minor. So you can attend from any school. And in the past, we have had a lot of students, not just from Wentworth. We do market mostly towards Wentworth students because we're trying to increase hackathon participation on campus. But we have a lot of students who come in from Northeastern, BU, sometimes even from WPI. We actually had a student who was from the University of Toronto.
Oh, wow.
And he was asking if he could get reimbursed for, or if we had a shuttle bus from there. And we're just not, unfortunately, we're just not that big of a hackathon yet to provide such shuttle buses. Maybe next year, but like, that's just the, we do have a really good presence apparently. So that makes us feel really good.
That's nice.
But yeah, you can be a student from anywhere.
That's great. So the way it works is students come, you said 9 a.m. is registration, right, on Saturday?
Yep, 9 a.m. is actually check-in.
Check-in, okay, so 9 a.m. is check-in. You register beforehand, that's right.
Sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
I do encourage everyone to register, but we don't end up always filling up to capacity. So if you do forget to register and you're just walking around and you see, oh, Hack With Us is happening, you are more than welcome to just do a drop-in check-in and start hacking.
Oh, great.
So we definitely allow that. If, like, other big hackathons that get a lot of attention usually can't can't do stuff like that because they already exceed capacity.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just such a really nice, friendly hackathon that, like, we just kind of a lot of people will drop in. So it's not like a big long-term commitment where you're just registering, you have to wait for decisions to approve. We're not like that hackathon. We're very inclusive.
Nice. That's good. Okay, so you register or not, you show up at 9 a.m. for the check-in, mm-hmm. And then you said you had some icebreaker stuff, and then people start hacking, and then you can sleep over, or you have to sleep over. How does that work?
Okay, so the answer is you don't have to sleep over, but you're more than welcome to.
Very good.
So it's actually kind of funny. I was going to go to Yale's hackathon called YHack, and one of the things they sent as an email 3 days before is that there was a curfew where you could not leave the building after, like, 10 p.m. or 11
p.m. Oh, wow.
So I was like, okay, that's not good. I mean, you'll be disqualified if you leave, but we're not like that at all. You can absolutely leave during the middle of the night or even the evening to just go back to your dorm or get some rest at your other place or something like that and then come back the next day. We don't really require people to stay in the building. If you do want to sleep over, we have, as I said, a napping area. And just the amount of space we have, you can just lay a sleeping bag anywhere and then just call it a night. Cool. I've done that in many other hackathons. And it's like, it's as comfortable as sleeping on a marble floor with a sleeping bag.
Ooh,
I mean, we're planning on being better than that. Some people bring air mattresses.
Wow.
That must be really comfy. That
sounds like a pro move there. Yeah. So follow up to that. So you said, you know, people can kind of come and go. So say that, like, someone wants to attend, but, like, they have some other commitment, like, during the day, either on Saturday or Sunday. Mm-hmm. Would that be a problem, or how would that work?
So as I said, we allow people to leave and come back as they please. So if you do check in and maybe some family emergency comes up or, like, anything in general, not even a family emergency, just, I don't know, you want to hang out with a friend for lunch and you don't want to stay in the building, we'll allow you to leave and come back. We're not really picky with it.
Okay.
Some other hackathons are, but, like, you know, you can absolutely, we're not, like, babying you, we're not, like, looking after you to make sure you're not leaving, sneaking out.
Yeah. You just have to kind of clear it with your team members, probably, right?
I would definitely let your team members know if you're gonna leave them for, like, a few hours to do something else. Yeah. Just, I don't know, for the retrospect of the project.
Yeah, sure. So say I've gone to the hackathon, I did my project, and is that something that can go on my resume?
I have one answer for that. Yes, yes, and yes. So I beg you, please put this experience on your resume. I can't tell you how many times employers look for hackathon projects nowadays. A lot of talented students who end up getting the best jobs have been to hackathons. We will have sponsors who are looking for talent from Hack With Us. So when you do register and attend, you should definitely also take it as a networking opportunity. Some people refer to hackathons as a mini career fair. And that is, for most of the time, pretty much true. Because we do have sponsor tables. They set up booths. And a lot of, when I went to different hackathons, especially Hack With Us, a lot of students would, like, spend their time going to these tables and just having casual conversations with, like, the actual sponsors themselves or the reps from the companies. And there are some people who have secured internships in co-ops just because of the hackathon. I know that the first hackathon I ever organized, which was in the spring, and it was actually you guys from like Wentworth Co-ops and Careers who actually set up a hackathon with Rocket Software. Oh. And one of the biggest prizes that they had is that, like, students would get co-ops, like summer co-ops with them.
Nice.
They did.
And because of that, like, there are a lot of students who are really grateful for attending hackathons. So, as I said, going back to kind of one of the biggest reasons why you go to hackathons is because it is a resume builder. 1/3 of my actual resume now is all hackathon projects.
Great.
Cool.
So, yes, please put it on your resume. Please mention it during interviews. Employers love that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It sets you apart.
It does. It shows initiative. passion for the field.
It also shows, and it also shows that you're one step above students who just go and do their coursework. It shows that you're really passionate about the field you're in.
Yeah.
As I said, we're not just computer science. We do welcome business majors, artists, all those type of creative people to do projects, because it's like we're kind of changing the game in terms of like, oh, hackathons are also for, you know, graphic designers. You know, like, it's just really the best way to kind of work on a project, but also kind of treat it as if it was a party. The term is, I gave up my week partying for a hackathon.
Sounds awesome.
It is.
Wyatt, what's the schedule like, or what are some of the opportunities? What if you've never been to a hackathon and you're not quite sure you're ready for a project yet, but you are curious? What would you recommend that student do, and what are some of the things they could do while they're at Hack with us?
Absolutely, a great question. So we, as I said, hackers, a lot of them like to work on their project, and that's really the gist of it. But if you aren't really into doing a project and you want to just take all the experience that HackWest has to offer, we do have a lot of side events, such as workshops, which are hosted by Wentworth professors and some of our like really talented students. We'll have workshops on like how to make web apps, how to work with artificial intelligence. So really, if you don't want to take just a project route, you can definitely benefit from all the workshops we'll have. And we're going to have workshops like the entire day on Saturday. And we do have like a lot of side activities. And as I said, we do have free food. So like,
nice.
We'll have, I think we're going to have midnight snacks as well. Like I said, it's a social experience too. The side events are like, you know, ways that you can bond with other hackers. I think we're going to have, like, for example, a Smash tournament.
Oh.
Which I think is going to be pretty awesome. And maybe tabletop games. So,
nice.
Like, it's all about, like, providing alternatives. It's not really just about hacking. It's about learning how to be a better hacker, per se.
That's great. It's also a good break, like, if you are hacking and you really do want to go to that one workshop. Take your brain off of it and then go back.
It's definitely important to do that. I personally struggle with this.
Okay.
I've been to 6 hackathons, and the one thing I cannot get over is taking a break from hacking. And this is especially important. If there are any lessons I can give people right now, is to get sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important, because every hackathon I've been to, except for Hack UMass, I've gotten 0 hours of sleep.
Ooh.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, when you work on your project and you're not allowing your body to rest, you end up like spending 4 hours on this problem that would take 10 minutes to solve if you just had that rest. I keep reminding myself, this is a lesson I'm constantly learning. So like I said, the amount of hackathons you attend, you not only learn new lessons, but like you're reinforcing things that like you should be taking upon yourself, you know. So sleep is important. That's all I can say. Try to get as much rest as you can.
Excellent.
Good
advice. Yep.
So are there any future hackathons happening, either on campus or off campus, and how could students get involved with those?
All right. That is also a really good question. As a matter of fact, Boston has a huge pool of hackathons, and the hacker community is just really lively.
Nice.
So one of the two or three hackathons, actually I'll talk about the ones in spring. There is a hackathon hosted in, I think, junction with Boston University and Northeastern called Hack Beanpot.
Oh, neat.
So I'm currently securing a partnership with them to kind of do a sort of advertising collab to get students from our campus to go to Hack Beanpot's hackathon. So these hackathons, like Hack Beanpot, there's also Tech Together Boston, which is a more female or non-binary hackathon. And then there is the big one, which is happening a week after Hack With Us, called Boston Hack. Unfortunately, they're a huge one, and the deadline has already surpassed. So I guess you can go on the wait list, but we're mostly focusing on getting students to go to hackathons like Tech Together and Hackabeanpot, because it allows students to not isolate themselves in terms of the school, but also like to go out and make connections with like-minded students, because the hackathon community is really big, especially at other schools, and we want Wentworth to just be as enthusiastic about hackathons.
Cool. So is this all in conjunction with the Computer Science Society?
So I think we have the same goals. Computer Science Society tends to focus more on like career development in terms of the CS majors.
Okay.
They definitely have sponsored us in the past, and we do have a member on our organizing board that also holds an e-board position with CSS.
Oh, interesting.
So I wouldn't say we're the same club.
Okay.
Like, CSS is not, does not run Hack With Us. Hack With Us is a separate entity.
Got it.
And we are under Accelerate's wing in terms of like how we deal with logistics. But we do have, this was started a year or two back by Ethan Arrowwood, I believe. It's called Idea Hackers.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Ethan graduated from Wentworth, like, you know, I was starting to get more enthusiastic and really wanted to set the goal of getting more students involved in hackathons. So I kind of took it upon myself to, like, run Idea Hackers with two other friends I know. And we've been kind of hosting, like, mini workshops provided by Major League Hacking, which is the, which is the official kind of hackathon league for college students in America and all across the world. So we've been hosting, like, small little workshops from that they've pre-made. And so far, it's actually going pretty good. But I've kind of, like, had to put that on a hiatus because I'm organizing Hack With Us. Because that's in, like, 2 weeks, so I can only do so much at a time.
Sure. So how would someone, someone find out about these mini workshops outside of Hack With Us? Because I haven't even heard of these before.
We're actually doing a lot better on the advertising. We just, another student joined us who is really good with marketing.
Oh,
so,
good.
So we did have posters, and we are on Eventbrite.
Okay.
So, but we do want to figure out how we can get the word out. Much more, like, we want to be more present. Hack With Us is definitely a good way to advertise that, but our goal at Idea Hackers is to basically create the hackathon culture all year round. Hack With Us, as much as they're this big hackathon, they only are present for that one weekend in November. Idea Hackers kind of continues that so that the hackathon culture lives throughout the entire academic year.
I love that.
And of course, like I said, we want to get students to other hackathons, so we don't have to host our own, which would take a lot of stress off me, and just have, hey, students, there are these really great hackathons that you can go to, and it's like, it's really good for your resume, it's really good for connections, so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's really how I would get students to get more involved in future hackathons, both on campus and off campus.
Wyatt, you should hook your marketing people up with me, and I'll work with Rhea and other advisors that have students would be interested in hackathons, so we can help you advertise.
Definitely.
Sounds great, Sarah. Thank you.
Yep.
Well, this has all been very informative. I've actually never been to a hackathon before, so I feel much more well-informed when talking about it with students now that I have a better idea of what entails and what the atmosphere is like and everything. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. If I could give, as I said, a word of advice to everyone who's listening, definitely don't be afraid to take the opportunity. When I was in my freshman year at Wentworth, I took a picture. I remember I looked at my Google Photos, and one of the pictures I took in October of 2017 is the Hack With Us poster. I never ended up going to that because I had my own myths and like perception that it's a hackathon, it's like only for cybersecurity and stuff like that. And I, you know, net the year after that, I'm like, you know what? I think this is, you know, this can be a lot more than that. I'm going to form a team. And now I am really involved in the hacker community. So you just never know, honestly, like what these things can do for you. I'm saying it right now. Hackathons have changed my life. and they can definitely change yours for the better. So don't be afraid to register. Like, don't be afraid to kind of, like, sacrifice that weekend. It's worth it.
Awesome. This has been a really great show. And just so you know, Wyatt, I'm going to tweet about all of this on the Wit Co-ops and Careers social media. So anything you send to Sarah, she's going to forward my way, and I'm going to make sure it gets out to all of our followers as well. So with that in mind, where can students follow you on social media?
All right. So the best way to follow me is through Idea Hackers. So our Twitter handle should be, if I'm correct... I think it's Idea Hack. I can kind of like confirm this again. I should probably know this by hand, but Idea Hackers was taken.
Makes sense.
So I think right now the best way is to follow Hack With Us on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. And we've already like followed them on our own account, and they've retweeted some stuff from our workshops. So I guess like if I'm wrong about the Twitter handle, then you can just look them up for Hack With Us.
So I've got it up right here. It's at Idea Hack Wit.
Yeah, that would be it.
And
you'd be surprised at all the Twitter handles that are taken.
Oh, I believe you. It's a bit nuts how many people have Twitters and all the different handles that are taken before.
Yeah.
And they're just associated with no accounts. Anyways, so it's at Idea Hack Wit, and then it's at Hack With Us on Twitter. So both of those, and you're on Instagram as well?
Yes, we just had our marketing person create an Instagram last week.
Perfect.
Yeah. And the website is hackwit.us, right?
Yep, so hackwit.us. And if it doesn't work, you can just search up Hack With Us on Google and you'll find it first link.
Perfect. Great. Perfect. So with all of that, we're going to talk to you a little bit about some other upcoming events before we sign off today. So we've got, if you're in Co-op Institute, or even if you're not in Co-op Institute, we've got a few workshops coming up through the Co-op Institute Plus series. Starting with today, this afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m., we have Hack the Technical Interview, which is going to be all about what it's like to be part of a technical interview beyond just the answering what are my greatest strengths, what are my greatest weaknesses, what is it like to code in an interview and answer those technical questions. So that's a really important one if you're going to be looking to work in that field. And then tomorrow from 12 to 1, we have conflict mediation and navigating difficult conversations. That's going to be a great conversation. And then on November 6th, we have from 12 to 1, we have demystifying the onboarding process. On November 7th from 5 to 6, there's how to budget what you earn on co-op. And on November 13th from 4 to 6, we have how to work a room. Okay. So those are some upcoming events. Stay tuned on our Twitter for those events specifically. They're also listed on our website, or you can catch up with your co-op and career advisor through email at a regular appointment during drop-ins. If you're an international student, you have a couple of things that you need to know about the process of going out on co-op. And so we're hosting 3 info sessions for you to attend. They're all from 5 to 6:30 p.m. and they're on November 4th, November 12th, and November 14th. So again, if you're an international student, there's a couple of additional steps you're going to need to take, some part of the process, some paperwork that you need to know about. And so it's really important that you attend that session so that you're ahead of the game when you go to start applying for your co-op and registering it with us. You can find us on Twitter at Wit Co-ops Careers, also on Instagram, occasionally on Facebook.
I just want to make a note on today's workshop, Hack the Technical Interview, is that the room has actually changed to BD419. Is
that
right?
That's correct, yep. And we have basically engineers coming to talk about technical interviewing. So we have one project engineer coming from Synopsys, which is the company that purchased Black Duck. They make a really cool software. And then 2 engineers from Rocket Software and another engineer who's also an alum. Actually, 2 of them are alums, the one from Synopsys and the one from alum from Nasumi is coming, and he's actually a DevOps engineer.
Oh, neat.
So we're going to be asking them all about technical interviewing. Love to have you there asking questions. We'll have time for Q&A, and it's in Beatty 419 from 4 to 5 today.
Yeah, and the locations for the other workshops are also on WitWorks.
Yeah. all of this is listed on WitWorks, and including the updated location for tonight's workshop is it's updated in WitWorks, not necessarily on the marketing materials that you see published, though. Those kind of get set in stone once they get printed. So that sounds like a really great opportunity. It sounds like a can't miss if you're looking to get into the industry.
Definitely.
And especially if you're looking to get into the technical world of things. We have drop-ins while classes are in session, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays from 1:30 to 4. So that's happening today and tomorrow, and then all next week through to the end of the semester.
Yeah.
I think that's everything.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you again, Wyatt.
Thank you for having me on.
This was awesome.
Awesome. Thanks, Wyatt. Have a great week, everyone. We'll see you next week.